Well, let's go out to Bjorn Baker and find out his thoughts about a couple of key horses entered for the weekend. Morning to you, mate.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. Key gallops this morning around Etheria and Redouble. How have they come through it, mate?
Yeah, they both gallop well. They're both sort of fit and in good order. So they're both going to run in the Kingsford Smith. It's a big ask, and they're going to have to be sort of at the top of their games to be competitive. But you've got to be in to win.
You do. Well, Erathea's form can't be much better off the Hawkesbury Crown win.
Yeah, Wynne was great that day, and her first up run was excellent too. So she's had a trial in between times. She trialled well. She's never looked better. I think she's probably going as well as she ever has. And she's got a great racing pattern. She'll just put herself in the first two or three, and she's tough. She always keeps giving 100% right to the line.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it doesn't matter really where she's drawn. She just goes forward and gets into a good posse.
Yeah, she does. And I wish they were all as tough as her. She always puts her best foot forward. And I know she's five, but she's never been going better.
Just with the trial, we've seen it, you know, being used a lot now between runs. Is that something that you've recently introduced, or do you look at, you know, different horses?
Oh, it's sort of, yeah, it's just a case-by-case basis. I tend to run them if I can, and there's no prize money to be earned in trials. But at times, you sort of weigh it up and what's best for the individual horse. And I think she's really well. I think the trial in between runs is a positive for her going into Saturday.
Yeah, she just looks like she's in a really nice place. That's the key to her.
Yeah, she is, and she's never looked better too. She's really glowing, so she'll go up. They'll both go up on Thursday night, possibly with Fun Fact too. He won last Wednesday. May have a crack at the Grand Prix with him.
Okay, we'll get to that in just a moment. The other one that will run in the Kingsford Smith is Redouble. So you watched the horse gallop this morning. What does Redouble have to show you to convince you to go there as well?
Yeah, well, his work's been really good. I thought his last run was good. He's often not at his best second up. And we're putting the blinkers on him, which I think is a big positive. That's what happened with the Magic Millions win. And I think we can definitely get a length or two improvement with the blinkers going on. So realistically, he's probably going to have to draw a good gate and get a good run and trend to be a realistic chance. But you've got to be in to win. He doesn't owe us anything. He's been a great horse, and a few of the connections are keen to have a go.
I think the one thing that you can take out of his last two runs, Redouble, is everyone's talking about Trekking and Brave Song and those horses. You've been all around them in your last two runs.
Yeah, I think we take a bit of... you take what you can when you're weighing up the form and you're very biased to your own horse. But I think with the blinkers on too, you can definitely find a length or two. He tends to just travel a little bit better. I think even the other day, sort of half switched off and then came again at the finish. So fingers crossed.
Okay, so they're the two, and now it's a question of just putting some jockeys together.
Yeah, that's right. So we'll see what comes about there.
Okay. Now, you mentioned Fun Fact off that win. It's entered for the Queensland Derby, so you obviously just want to head in that direction if you are going to the Grand Prix.
Yeah, it's a tough one. He sort of won well last Wednesday, but his run before that was disappointing. Prior to that, he had run two really good races and good company. Just without any luck, he was caught deep. So I guess the 2-2 is a bit of a question mark, but it was a big effort to win last Wednesday under a big weight. And I guess you're only 3 once in a set weight. It looks a pretty good option for him. Otherwise, if we go to Randwick, he's going to be top weight there.
And does he look a natural sort of progressive derby type for you in Queensland?
Oh, he's out of a sprinting sire and a staying mother. So after 2-2, I guess we'll find out a bit more about him. But if he goes a good race, you'd definitely have a crack at the Derby.
Okay, well, we'll wait and see what happens there. Just to update for our listeners that might be catching up, Champagne Cuddles went to the paddock.
Yeah, she went to the paddock, and she had overall a pretty good preparation without luck and probably a couple of key races, but she'll be back.
Okay, and a couple of others that you've got entered up there, Test the World and Music Magnate, are they still sort of heading maybe there?
Just not too sure. Test the World has entered to the stable and the broodmare sale next week.
Okay.
So I think she may head that way. And Music Magnate, we're just not 100% sure what's happening with him at this stage.
Righto. Well, we wish you the best now after those gallops this morning and the deal, you know, being done that you're heading towards the Kingsford Smith Cup. Jockeys to come, but you're confident just listening to you just how they've come through it.
Yeah, well, it's a never easy Group 1 races, but I think that the two horses that are going as well as they ever have.
Okay. Good luck with the week ahead. Thanks very much, Bjorn.
Thanks, Andrew.